This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. The number for you is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And I want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find a bunch of features there, and they're all for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours, we give away. And the main feature actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions and things that you think our listeners would enjoy, because it's the other listeners that get to vote on what it is that you submit. So you get to vote too, of course. And then the most voted up of the items will make it to the front page of the site, meaning more people will see them and we're more likely to talk about them. So get over and get interactive for free over at freetalklive.com. Of course, open phones as always. You can call in about anything. 800-259-9231. I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate and our first in the political geographic region known as Utah. In fact, Price Utah's Cole AM 750.
That's got big coverage.
10,000 watts down at the low end of the AM dial. Yeah, it's got,
yeah, that goes away.
It's quite a bit of coverage. So welcome to our Utah listeners. They've been tuned in for, I think, about a week or so there. If you've listened before, you know that Free Talk Live is a little bit unusual when it comes to the typical talk radio that you get. This show is not hosted by Republicans or Democrats. We are not here to push a political agenda about getting somebody elected or whatever it is those Republican and Democrat shows are doing. We're here to talk to you about anything, and you'll find that we have a viewpoint that cannot be pigeonholed into one of those two sides.
However, it is consistent.
Yes, it is pro-liberty every issue, every time. So I'm going to jump into a story here that I found over at lewrockwell.com, and it's from spiked-online.com, and it's written by a 20-year-old student in the United States who's visiting from Britain. So this person didn't grow up here. They grew up in a climate where I think alcohol drinking is a little bit more tolerated for younger people. And he's pretty shocked by what he's found here as far as the rules are concerned in regards to what underage so-called drinkers, people under the age of 21, have to deal with. And so he writes, and his name is Austin Post. He says, "I've always thought that Britons enjoyed less freedom than us Americans with regards to virtually every aspect of life, save one, underage drinking policies. So I was sorry to learn through Spiked that the British government has decided to take a page from the insane playbook of the anti-alcohol lobby in America. If you want to see what the future might look like for younger adult drinkers, if you Brits don't stop this creeping authoritarianism, take a look at what Uncle Sam has been up to. As a college student in the United States and having worked at a grocery store for a while, I know plenty about the underage drinking laws and their enforcement. To start with, the legal drinking age in the United States is 21, compared with 18 in the UK. In the U.S., showing...
I think it even used to be lower than that.
I'm not sure, but that's a good question for some
of our... I
think
it's 18 to get in pubs. At least this is how it was when I was younger.
You mean if you were at home with your parents, you'd be legally able to drink there?
In most places in Europe, you can absolutely drink at home with your parents. In the United States, it's against
the
law.
It's a criminal act for your parents to do
that. It's a crime to drink at home with your kids. They generally will not enforce this crime. However, that doesn't change the fact that, you know, sometimes you make a police officer angry or they don't like you for whatever reason. Some of them have vendettas based on ethnic issues. Who knows exactly?
So it's been recently become more and more common for stores to demand identification from everyone purchasing alcohol. Again, talking about what's happening here in the United States due to the fear of fines, regardless of age. In fact, the UK's legal limit of 18 and British supermarkets Think 21 and Think 25 policies, whereby checkout staff are required to ask anyone who looks under the specified age for ID, are lax compared to some U.S. states. In Michigan, by law, anybody under 30 must be ID'd, and it wouldn't surprise me if one-day pensioners get asked for identification, too. Undercover police informants go from store to store attempting to purchase alcohol without identification and then presenting a fine of up to $1,000 if the establishment serves them. I found it particularly interesting to learn from Dolan Cummings' report that a 17-year-old in Britain was not allowed to carry her grandmother's bag because it contained alcohol. Again, this seems to replicate U.S. patterns.
We've seen this this happen here in the United States where parents will be with their teenage children going through the grocery line, and they won't allow them to purchase the alcohol because,
simply because they're in close proximity to a teenager.
Right, because, maybe the mother looks a little younger than she may, and they think that it's some scam. You're going to give this to this minor. That minor's my child. Ah, we don't know what to do.
Oh, they'll just refuse sale.
Right. Crazy.
Because they're scared of the various different stings that are going around. Now, he says that here it's a widely accepted law that people under 18 are not allowed to handle alcohol within business establishments. Waiters and cashiers under 18 are required to deny the sale of alcohol to adult customers, sending them to another checkout or service person. It's also illegal for people over 21 to purchase alcohol for minors, although the practice is common. Even more ridiculous is the experience of drinking on college campuses. Here, drinking tends to take place behind closed doors, and police regularly patrol areas where underage drinking is known to occur. In some areas, enforcement is lax, but in Allendale, Michigan, home of Grand Valley State University, where I study, the police do not even offer warnings. If a person under 21 is caught with an open container of alcohol, he or she can be fined over $200 and will have a criminal record.
And this is to some extent, it's fundraising. These municipal governments, state
Absolutely.
Governments, they don't enjoy the great thing about being the federal government, which is being able to print your own money. So they have to get the money any way they can. And
rich college kids,
I mean,
a good target.
What's a cop but an armed fundraiser in most instances? That's not what they went in the business to do, but that's what the governments have turned them into, because there's no money in catching arsonists and robbers and things
right.
like that. There's all kinds of money in extorting college students for their parents' hard-earned
Absolutely.
Money.
Mommy and daddy are going to have a stern talking to with their son or daughter, and then they're going to pony up. In addition, if the person is a college student, he or she is required by the university to attend alcohol education classes or risk expulsion. For being caught with as little as a single beer, students are treated as if they are hardcore alcoholics. The punishment increases on the second offense, and the third offense can carry jail time. Worst of all is the situation with judges. Some of them offer diversion programs and allow underage drinkers to wipe out their convictions. But a draconian judge in Michigan, Judge Kenneth Post, is notorious at my university for never letting people off with warnings and never expunging their records. While elsewhere, it's common after some time to have the judge expunge the record. In Ottawa County, those hoping to do so...
Wait a second. This expunging the record is just the way that rich people get around convictions. You can... I mean, this costs hundreds and low thousands of dollars to get your record expunged in most cases. Some of them will have these automatic expungement situations. But, I'd be willing to bet, people, that this happens for people that are above a certain... financial bracket significantly more often than it happens for people below.
So while elsewhere it's common after some time to have the judge expunge the record, in Ottawa County, those hoping to do so will have to wait until Post is out of office and petition the judge who replaces him. Perhaps the most enraging aspect of American drinking policies is the fact that a person can be ticketed simply for being in the same room as underage drinkers. It's common for university roommates to be fined for underage drinking, even though they themselves were not drinking alcohol, which means that if you are somebody who is around young people who are drinking, it doesn't matter how old you are, if you simply are allowing it to occur in your presence, you are committing a criminal act. It's attempting to turn people into enforcers for the government. Oh, whoa, you can't have that around here. I can't let you in my home if you've got a beer in your hand there, 19-year-old friend of mine. I mean, it's just crazy, these rules. And then
especially if you're talking about dorm rooms. I mean, that means that you have a couple of options as a if it's late on a Friday night, you can put earplugs in, roll over and attempt to sleep while your roommate and their friend, have a few beers and play on the computer or whatever it is they do. Or, and if you know they're drinking, then you leave the room and you can't sleep, or you have to call the law and turn them in. That's sick.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is sick.
What I was told when I was a kid, my mom, you know, was sitting in the 1971 Cutlass with the cabriolet top. My mom said what separated us from the Russians was that the Russians tried to get their kids to, the Soviet Union tried to get the children to inform on their parents. And this is what it's, the government's turning our nation into, is a nation of snitches.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. You like the drinking laws in this country? It's Free Talk Live.
Now tell me again how this country is the land of the free and the home of the brave.
How would you like to use the power of mass media and popular culture to send an anti-statist message straight to the heart of middle America? It's easy to do. Just request this song on the radio. Hi, I'm John Ringer, and let me tell you about my crazy idea. I wrote a song called My Country, My Ass. I sent this song to over 600 radio stations nationwide. Then I made a web page with links for contact and email for all the radio stations. My goal is nothing less than to change the psychology of the entire country. But I can't do it alone. I need your help. All you have to do is use the internet to request the song. Radio stations aren't like the government. They care what their listeners think. To request the song, just go to mycountrymyass.com. It's easy. That's mycountrymyass.com. This song is my message. Is it yours?
Why don't you tell those jerks in Washington to stick their laws where the sun don't shine?
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Remember when Alex told you to spell freedom, F-O-O-D? Well, it was true. Food prices are going up even for eFoods Direct. This will require the first price increase in 3 years. Legislation is in process to outlaw growing and sharing of food. Millions of families are being forced to depend on the government to feed them. Food prices are going up for Americans because other countries are buying our food. The most important thing Americans can do for freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of food. Because of your huge response to this buy three get one free special, it will be continued for 7 more days until September 27th. The new price increase will take effect September 28th. eFoods Direct is helping fight for your freedom, spelled F-O-O-D, every way they can. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Lots of features on our site. They're free. And one of them is our webcam. You can go and watch and listen to the show, as well as chat with other listeners. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to get interactive and enjoy the free webcam. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. If you're wondering what optical transceivers are, there's one way to find out. Go to memorydealers.com and check out that list.
We're sharing with you an article from spy-online.com by a 20-year-old Briton who is going to college in Michigan. And he's just shocked at the absurdity of the drinking laws here in the United States. And as he started out, he points out that he always thought that Britons were less free than Americans. And this is one area where Britons actually have more freedom, is that they can drink legally at age 18. And, Mark, as you suggested, it may be legal for parents to have a drink with their kids at home, even if they're under the age
That's
of 18.
That's all over Europe, largely.
Yeah. And so he's kind of just running down the various different absurdities, the drinking laws that Americans just kind of, they look at and they figure, well, you're an adult when you're 21, and that's just how it is. Even though everybody who's ever had a drink has likely had one before the age of 21, which pretty much means everybody's a criminal, if you want to use that definition of criminal. I personally don't much care for that. I think crime is only really a crime when somebody is victimized, when there is somebody who has done harm. But I'm curious, if you're out there listening to us talking about this, and you support these drinking laws where everybody who looks under the age of 50 gets identified, you have to show ID, some sort of government ID, where you've got laws that say that if you are in the same room as somebody else who's underage, whether you're underage or not, you will also be charged with a crime. How about internal possession? He hasn't mentioned that one in here. Internal possession. So if you've already drank the beer and the cops happen to come in and bust up the party and they think that you've been drinking, then I don't know if they have to test you for internal possession, but they'll arrest you for internal possession.
Well, most arrests, it doesn't really matter what kind of evidence they have for most arrests, because most people take most arrests, they take the plea bargain, and that's it. So, the only time the police officers and the prosecution actually has to show evidence is when it goes to trial. And Americans, the American judicial system has been co-opted by, I guess, lazy attorneys that just want to see a bunch of convictions rather than actually trying to dispense justice, which is this jury of your peers. They have this this plea bargaining system, which does nothing but help guilty criminals and lazy attorneys. I mean, this is a couple of people groups of people that you're really not looking to help, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who else does it help? It certainly doesn't help victims. If somebody, you actually victimize somebody, you should get the full punishment the law has to offer, not be able to cop out to it. If you're innocent and you're scared to death, rightly so, that the legal system is going to run you through the mill and that you're not going to have much of a chance because you can't afford a competent attorney, then you're going to take the plea. How does that help you?
So I'm just curious to see if you're listening to this kind of outline of the government drinking laws. Maybe some of them you were aware of, maybe some you weren't, and you're a supporter of them. Do you think that things should be a little bit more strict? Has it not gone far enough?
This prohibition's coming back. There was, there was a time when all alcohol was completely outlawed, and now it's now they're trying to up the age of, it's gone from 19 in most states, 18 in some states, on up to 21. Who knows where it'll stop? Because there's still all kinds of problems with alcohol. The way to stop college students who are under the age of 21 from drinking is to, because this is the same argument that was always made in high school. You can't let 18-year-olds drink because they'll bring the alcohol to high school and pass it out amongst the kids. Well, what about the college students?
I don't know about you.
21-year-olds giving the 20-year-olds alcohol?
Yeah, I don't know about you, Mark, but when I was in high school, alcohol was available.
Absolutely.
It wasn't a problem.
Most high schoolers report now that marijuana is easier to get than alcohol. I mean, this goes to show how stupid any of these laws are.
So I'm just curious, if you are supportive of the current status quo, why? Do you actually believe you're stopping young people from drinking? 1-800-259-9231. Isn't that your goal? I mean, isn't that the purported purpose here, is to stop young people from drinking alcohol?
Because that's not happening.
Right. Is there any evidence that all, despite all of these laws, that's actually happened? 1-800-259-9231. Back
really, what they do is just give young people a
criminal
hard
records.
Time and criminal records.
So let's get back to the story here from Spike-Online. This is, again, a 20-year-old Briton who's going to school in America. So he says that, in other words, even with the recent drive to demand identification from purchasers of alcohol who look under 25, this is a new thing they're doing in Britain, their efforts in Britain against underage drinking pale in comparison to the puritanical fervor of America. Now let's cut to the chase. I'm 20 years old. I'm not complaining that I have to drink behind closed doors because I myself do not drink alcohol, a very rare beast. I'm complaining because I resent the idea that the law treats me, a person who could have been serving in Afghanistan for the past 2 years, who's asked to carry every responsibility of adulthood, and who could walk into a hardware store tomorrow and purchase a shotgun, as a person who is not allowed to buy alcohol. What angers me is the fact that I'm not viewed as an equal in the eyes of the law. I'm angry not just about the high legal age, the legal drinking age limit, but also with the fervor with which it is enforced, leading to ridiculously draconian interference with the personal choices of adults. There's an aura of Stalinism in the very idea that a person should be asked to show papers simply in order to procure a common consumer product. Let me just leave these parting words to my British friends. If you're disturbed by any of the examples I've given, then it's time for you to take action in your country now. One reasonable demand to show identification can expand into a regulatory regime on par with America's. And that's how it happens. And he's right about that. It's one step after another. It never comes down all at once. It's always one new little modification to the existing laws. Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense.
It's the frog in the pot analogy that that we so often have heard, that if you put a frog in a pot and you turn up the heat just a little bit
it
at a time,
notice.
At some point or another, the frog's boiled and it never hopped out.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Sarah's on the line listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Sarah. Sarah? You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm a believer that the law should stand.
Really? Why?
For several reasons. I am a 24-year-old, mm-hmm. and I feel that if I had stricter, if the rules were stricter 5 years ago, and they were doing the things in college that they're doing now, then I wouldn't drink as much as I do today, because I have to say, for someone my age, I drink a lot of alcohol alone, not just out socially, because of my exposure to it.
Well, don't you think that that's your decision? Like, you got to make those decisions, and other people should get to make other decisions, and enforcing rules that might be helpful to you. Like, for instance, I could pay my friend Ian here to punch me in the nose every time I lit up a cigarette. But, you know, like, maybe that's not a good rule to put across the board. Go around punching everybody in the nose when they light a cigarette.
Sarah, if you don't mind, I'd like to have you hang on and come back and talk a little bit more about what your experience was like. And if you think that things are stricter today than they were 5 years ago, and should they be stricter still? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back. The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America. Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive? After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp? And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site there for free. Head on over there. You can get news updates. You can get them the way you want them via email, Twitter, or Facebook. You choose. It's all free at news.freetalklive.com.
Also, go to johndennis2010.com. John Dennis is running against Nancy Pelosi in the San Francisco Bay Area. And, you know, you really can't find too many politicians worse than Nancy Pelosi out there. The only way to get rid of her? Well, support the guy who's running against her. He's the kind of Republican that can truly win in San Francisco. Go find out his planks there at johndennis2010.com. If I am, and Ian, as a matter of fact, are endorsing this guy. You know he's one heck of a politician. JohnDennis2010.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here talking about the alcohol laws in this country and how absolutely ludicrous they are, as at least according to a 20-year-old from Great Britain who's comparing the regime in Great Britain to the, as he describes it, puritanical, draconian situation here in the United States. Sarah's with us listening to WVTS, and she says that she wishes alcohol laws were stricter when she was in college. Sarah, are you still with us? Oh, she just dropped off the line. That is unfortunate because there's somebody there. Hello? Who's that? I hear an open line. Well, anyway, so Sarah was saying that she wishes things were stricter when she was in college, and I don't know if that much has changed in the last 5 years as far as alcohol enforcement and laws. If I'm wrong about that, please let me know. I think they're always going in a general direction of more insanity and more crackdowns and that sort of thing, but I don't know if anything significant has really changed. But I think it's interesting that people like Sarah, I think a lot of the folks that are advocating prohibitions or modified prohibitions, semi-prohibitions, more control, more rules, more enforcement, doesn't it usually come down to, in many cases, that this person has a problem personally, that they have an issue with whatever it is that they're wanting to prohibit, whether it's cigarettes or whether it's alcohol and that kind of thing.
Pornography.
Certainly pornography.
Gambling.
Right. So please, government, please control everyone so maybe I will be able to control myself.
And,
right.
You know, and it's a plea to have me pay for whatever kind of cheap counseling she wants to get. You know, like the assumption is that somehow this drinking thing will be solved through crackdowns. And really, there's no historical evidence of this at all. I mean, show me the historical evidence that you can crack down on a prohibited addictive substance, assuming drinking is. I think it's certainly alcohol's addictive for some people, and that it somehow lessens the amount of people that do it. Because I just don't...
I'd love to see that.
I don't see that as being the case. I suppose you can talk about individual and anecdotal evidence of that, but...
That's what she's saying. She's saying that if only they'd had stricter rules, maybe I wouldn't be drinking alone today.
Maybe you would have drank bathtub gin, gotten poisoned, and died.
Or maybe you would have gotten busted under the stricter rules because, again...
Right. And then have yourself a criminal record and not be able to get a better the job that you have today.
Right.
So therefore you have every more reason to drink.
To drink alone because you're depressed. And then, of course, drinking will make you more depressed and so on and so forth. So I just don't see it. And, of course, it ignores the people that are drinking responsibly. Not everybody who's a teenager goes crazy and binge drinks. Certainly it's common.
Well, the reason that it's common is because they don't get to drink until they're out of their parents' care.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think, is the very worst part of this whole puritanical prohibition that we have on alcohol, is that families are scared of teaching their children to drink. And drinking is an important part of life. Even if you do not consume alcohol at all, you must admit that the vast majority, and I'm just going to guess here, but I'm going to say 90x% of Americans have consumed alcohol.
I think that's a fair guess.
I'd suspect it's above 95. That's just me taking a poke in the dark. But even if you don't drink, you have to admit that there's lots and lots and lots of people that do, and that this is a very important, ubiquitous activity. It goes on everywhere. So wouldn't you want people that care about young people to be the ones that are teaching them how to do it instead of pimply-faced, suicidal individuals that have very little grasp on consequences and actions?
Let's go to the phone calls, get your thoughts. Racine is on the line in Grand Rapids, listening to WTKG. Hello, Racine.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to call in. My husband actually went to Grand Valley State in Allendale, and we spent our first year of married life on campus there, so kind of familiar of the way the campus works and the security there. But I also wanted to reiterate what you guys were just saying about the drinking laws and the restrictions and how there's not that opportunity for parents to kind of ingrain the right kind of ideas into their children's heads. And I'm only 25 myself, so my experience as a young underage drinker are pretty fresh in my mind, and I know that kids they have a tendency to want to engage in forbidden activities.
Yeah.
The lengths that you're willing to go to get alcohol, to be in those types of situations, I think those are more detrimental than if alcohol was available to them readily, because you think about they're going to parties where there are no parents, older kids, maybe even adults that are willing to take advantage of younger people. So
what ways would you suggest that advantage might be taken? I mean, of an adult who wants to, of a young person who wants to score some alcohol, what different things could an adult do to take advantage of that young person?
I think the sky's the limit. I mean, there are a lot of bad people out there, and you know, you want to go to a party, there are people there that you might not know, and as like a 16 or 17 year old person, you're extremely vulnerable. And then there's alcohol in the mix, and you're going to drink, and your inhibitions are going to be lowered. So I just think that, you know, if the kids were able to have it in the environment of their homes, I know that as a parent also, I want my kids to be exposed to it with us and have it be no big thing, so they're not looking for the next party where there aren't going to be parents, and just it doesn't seem...
I think that your perspective is entirely spot on, and I want to thank you for calling in tonight to share that at 800-259-9231. I couldn't disagree with anything she said.
She reminded me of something else. Is one of the reasons that adults don't participate in the kind of crazy drunken behavior that college students do is because adults tend to drink in bar atmospheres, and alcohol costs more there. It's this sort of natural governing factor on behavior. I'm not saying that
when you say adults, what do you mean?
People above the age of 21.
I've seen some pretty dumb 21-year-olds in Keene.
I understood.
Right.
I'm just saying that there's this natural governing behavior that for me, I can tell you how I act, how I have acted in the past when there's been an open bar. Free drinks, everybody! Versus how it is that I've acted when I go to a regular bar and have to pay $8 for a martini. Now, these are completely different activities for me.
I see where you're coming from.
So that young people don't have that same limiting. I'm not saying it's foolproof. It by no means is foolproof. But,
right.
You know, they don't have that same atmosphere.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231.
And I don't know whether Ireland's a good example here. You know, people tend to want to call the Irish a nation of drunks. I don't know. But it's my understanding that in Ireland, I was told by an Irishman, that is all you have to do is be is for the bartender to decide to serve you, essentially. If there's no law deciding how old you have to be served in a bar.
Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Let's go to Matthew in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Good afternoon, I guess, there,
hey there,
gentlemen.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'm going to be facetious, so I guess I'll call myself out now. But I'm actually not really for being strict.
I'm sorry. We've got a problem with your phone. I'm going to put you on hold, Matthew. Maybe we'll have you call back in, or maybe your cell phone will clear up. It sounded like he was saying he thinks drinking laws should be stricter. And I really, if that's what he was saying, I really would like to hear about that. How about the death penalty for drinking underage? I mean, that's about as strict as it could get, right? That'll teach those kids a lesson. 1-800, maybe the cops can just execute them right there on the spot. You know, no more need for a trial or anything like that.
They're
how about
breaking
that?
The law. The law is the law.
Right. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and share with us your stories about maybe your encounters with the police underage and what happened, or maybe you're a law enforcement officer and you want to chime in. It's Free Talk Live.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You want to help support Free Talk Live? You like the show? You want to put a few bucks in our pockets? Well, you can do that by going to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. You know what you need to get. You know what you might want. Well, Amazon probably has it. In fact, they may have it brand new and used. Got a used items option there as well. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and feel good because you're getting a great price. Delivery to your door, a huge selection. And you're going to help Free Talk Live. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, we will get a portion of Amazon's profits.
Yeah, I want you to check out Tim A. Cummins' new podcast, Verbal Surgery. I personally like to listen to Verbal Surgery because they make me feel better. it's great. It's inspirational stuff. And if you want to enjoy life and live it to its fullest, Verbal Surgery will remind you how to do that. He's a new sponsor for Free Talk Live, and his podcasts are awesome. He aims to radiate your brain for maximum gain. Check it out at verbalsurgery.com. It's verbalsurgery.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. I believe we've got Matthew back in California with a better connection here. Matthew, you're back on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about the drinking age and the ludicrous drinking restrictions. And what were your thoughts?
Well, I have got both sides of the situation. Let me give you the anti-law. I used to live in Germany when I was about the same age as this young gentleman who's coming from Europe. And I used to go to bars quite frequently when I was there. There was not a problem with underage people being at the bar because it wasn't taboo and they never came. You could go to a bar at 19, at 20, while you were in Europe as a European kid, and they never showed up. It lost its appeal when it was legalized. You could do it at home, so what's the point of going out the kids were out doing things, but they weren't out drinking. They were out having coffee at the little walk plots. It was this little, like, mall of Europe. So that's what they did.
Yeah, lots less alcoholism in, sort of mainland Europe, too.
Yes. Now, the reason I'm pro for it is because those kind of laws keep me employed. I work as an undercover security guard at a grocery store. And let me tell you, 50% of the people I stop, and I work in a very affluent neighborhood in California, but 50% of the people I stop are for alcohol. It's because the kids can't buy it. They've got money in their pocket. I mean, kids who are getting ready to get full scholarships to Stanford, driving up in Porsches, can't go into a store and buy alcohol. I bust them.
So they're stealing it.
For stealing it. I try not to ruin their lives. Unless they fight or run, then I have to call the police, and then these kids get, it's not helping them at all by them going to jail. But then
why would you, wait a minute, come on. You're tongue-in-cheek, right? I mean, you don't support these laws. It's clearly you're going to have issues with theft at any store, period, whether or not there are kids coming in to steal alcohol.
I'm saying for me personally, it makes my life, it puts money in my pocket because if the kids weren't stealing alcohol, I wouldn't have a job.
This is a great point. You know, whether he actually morally supports it or not, Ian, it's a great point that these laws really only benefit the homeless guys that'll go in and buy alcohol for kids, cops who are employed, a larger police force employed to go find kids that are drinking and acting in a rowdy fashion because they don't know how to drink because they weren't taught by their parents how to do it, prosecutors who, fill up their dockets with victimless crimes, and security guards who go after kids who would otherwise pay for alcohol but have to steal it because that's the only way to get it. Gotta say, hey, I participated in that when I was underage too.
I'm just putting it out. That's the fact. If those laws were changed, I would be out of a job.
Why do you think that? I mean, why do you think that? You said there are other instances of loss happening in that store. Why would that particular change put you out of a job? It's not going to eliminate people who are desperate and looking to pocket an item.
Because 50% of the theft that goes on in a store, or at least I've noticed, 50% of the people I stop are alcohol thefts. Now, if you eliminate those 50% of the people I catch, well, then it might not justify my salary.
How many loss control agents does your store have on duty at any given time?
Usually, I work for Lucky's. I shouldn't probably be saying this, but there's probably 20 stores in my area. Probably five guys on duty at any time. So
per store, there's at most one guy on duty, right?
At most one guy on duty, not even every day. It's mostly weekends and high theft days. Mm-hmm. So, Friday, Saturday night.
Sure. So,
before the game.
I think it's just sad that, you get it, but yet at the same time, you support the law.
He's pointing it out.
No. I wish it wasn't there. Really, I really wish it was. I wish I didn't have the job I had.
I see.
Not what I went to school for. But the reality of the situation is that without theft, I don't have a job. There wouldn't be theft if that law was legal. That wasn't a law. So
you said 50% of the thefts are alcohol related. How many of the alcohol thefts are underagers?
I'd say 80 to 85%. Most of the people who come in to steal alcohol, we have cheap bottles for $10. If you get, a lot of people try to steal the $100 bottle, but if they're stealing a $10 bottle, I know they're minors before I even, and minors are so easy to catch because they look young, and you're 19 and you're on the alcohol aisle, you can't buy it, so I can just wait for you at the door. And
Matthew,
okay.
I want to thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight here at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Chris listening in Knoxville. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, easy, bud. Sorry about that, guys. My kids are storming my legs right now.
No
we
problem.
Love your kids. What's
on your mind?
Easy, young lady. I just wanted to call and comment on the I think this issue has been touched on several of the callers so far. But I did spend some time overseas just after I turned 21. So I had some experience kind of pretty close to one another from being a late 20-year-old using alcohol irresponsibly because you only did it on infrequent occasions, and then going overseas and seeing plenty of 18, 17-year-olds in bars using it responsibly till the wee hours of the morning. So. It's interesting to me how just the education and treatment of the substance influences how people use it. Isn't it vastly different?
Yeah, they act out.
What's interesting to me is the sort of the American versus the European way of dealing with these things. Europeans don't have near the drug problem that the Americans have either, and they don't participate in this kind of crackdown mentality. And it just seems to be pervasive in the American mentality. I'm not saying that there's probably something good about this aspect, but I can tell you the negative aspect is whenever Americans don't see something they like, it's like, crackdown, throw them away, throw them in the jail. And we have far more people in prison in this country and are responsible for paying for these people. Most of them, you know, have no victim in their crime, and you know, the only victim is the taxpayer who has to pay for this.
Well, you know, I'd like to respond to that as well. An interesting thing to me also is what we choose to crack down on. So folks who are addicted to nicotine may have some kind of moral objection to alcohol, so they crack down on alcohol, not realizing that the behaviors manifest in them with a different substance.
Caffeine. I mean, talk about a ubiquitous addiction there.
Yeah, caffeine. You know, you name it. Prescription drugs are probably a big one where folks now are, you know, on multiple antidepressants or what have you. You know, and the symptoms are all the same, it's underlying disease. But, and I guess my parting comment, this is also an important issue for me, is this notion of cracking down on substance use and abuse, and that goes for food, behavior of any kind. Because in my view, as an American, I am in the armed forces. I'm a freedom advocate. I believe in freedom in all things and education in all things. So the more that we try to control what other folks do, the more we're inviting control on what we do.
Oh, boy, are you right about that.
Yeah.
He who attempts to control others will inevitably find himself controlled.
Yeah, I'm not advocating for anarchy. That's not at all what I seek. But I do seek an educated public who behaves in a responsible fashion, you know?
Right, tolerance. And if you want people to act responsibly, you have to allow them to make mistakes, and you have to allow them to experience the consequences of those mistakes. And you have to and the key word here is allow, to allow people to be free and to make choices for themselves, even at a young age. And if you allow people to make their own choices, then all of a sudden you'll start seeing them make better choices more often because they're learning and they'll have the abilities Mark was talking about to learn at home with their parents and learn responsible methods of drinking. I didn't learn how to drink responsibly until my late 20s.
Yeah.
And it's what I find the saddest part of all this is that young people begin to drive at 16 in this country. And I don't know about you, but when you had your first, experience of drinking too much alcohol, but it sure happened to me within months of me, getting my driver's license. And then you're basically putting kids on the road. The least qualified people to be drinking and driving are out there drinking and driving.
Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Hour number 2 is on the way. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.